Some thoughts from my buddy Brian King on chucker hunting. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
I love chasing chuckers, and that's my passion. And it was really a hit or miss season last year in 2020 and the first month of 2021. There were plenty of birds, but it really was predicated on exactly where you were hunting. I wouldn't say there were birds everywhere, but there were definitely pockets and good days. As usual with chucker hunting, you just got to get out and walk until you do find them. But if you hit a good spot for the season, it seemed to pay off pretty well by going back to that same area time and time again. And every year this time of year, I cross my fingers that we're going to have a good hatch and birds are plentiful next year, because it's sure a lot more fun to get a couple of shots when you're chasing those things.
Up here in Idaho, Brian, as you know, the mountainous terrain up and down can be pretty strenuous.
Yeah, it's a big day. And on those days, you can put 8 to 10 miles under your boots. And of course, it's cold outside and muddy and steep, and you're climbing hand over knee to get up these rocks. And it seemed to be about a lot easier for me about 10 years ago, but at 54 years old, I tend to get closer to the truck or closer to the boat and think, why am I chasing these damn birds? But then, of course, your dog goes on point, or your buddy's dog goes on point. You get the flurry of activity and you get some good shots on the way down, and it all makes it worth it. So it's just a great adventure. I will say, we have in this area, chucker hunting's kind of become more of a yuppie activity, where you see a lot more guys out in the hills in their four-wheelers and fancy vests and new dogs.
A sport for yuppies and older guys. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.